This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gone. Chuckery always gets first requests. We're going to start getting into some Christmas music. This is one of the great songs of all time. Our buddy Danny Hathaway, Donny Hathaway. What year did Donny Hathaway die? He took his own life. Was it in the early 80s?
We're caroling through the 79.
Because that what's crazy is that's literally 77, 78, 79. Like, that's all of his hits. Like, he did this, like, right after all of
all the stuff with Roberta Flack.
Yeah. And I mean, all his real string of success was during that time frame, and again, he took his own life. Just one of the great singers of all time that left us way, way too early. That was not a very good stretch from 78 to 81. You know, we lost Donny Hathaway, we lost John Lennon. I mean, you know what? We lost John Belushi in 82, right? 81 or 82 is when John Belushi died from an overdose. I mean, so a lot of creative people in that late 70s, early 80s that did not last much longer with us. So anyway, little Christmas music as we get into the holiday season. My daughter and I have been listening to a lot of Christmas music here. We'll get to a Rank'em coming up at 9:40. So get your listen, 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. At JMCH316, at Orin Romaine. You can tweet us as well with your list. So it is Tuesday, so we will do a Rank'em. We haven't been able to do a Rank'em here lately because we haven't been on Tuesdays, but we get a shot here coming tonight. Tomorrow night, we've got Hawks basketball. Brooklyn Nets and the Hawks get underway. State Farm Arena. You know, we talked about this. The Hawks right now are sitting 9 and 10. They're third in their Southeast Division. They're 10th in the Eastern Conference overall. And if you look, I mean, look, offensively, they score at will. They average 123.2 points per game. That's second in the NBA. But here's where things get sideways, okay? They give up 122.8 points per game. That's the fourth most in the NBA. When it comes to overall field goal percentage, they're the third worst in the NBA. In fact, the only three teams in the NBA that give up 50% or more from the field are the Hawks, Pacers, and Wizards. From a three-point percentage, the Hawks are 8th in the NBA at 37.4. And here's the one that's just gobsmacking. The Hawks are the worst two-point field goal percentage team in the NBA. Oren, they give up 58.6% from 2 points. 58.6.
That just goes to show that they are not protecting the interior of the paint.
I mean, and look.
Also, too, I think that has a lot to do with the fact that this is a very, very bad defensive rebounding basketball team. Like, teams do very well offensive rebounding. So you see a lot of layups, a lot of putbacks, a lot of easy baskets that teams get against this team because right in front of the basket. So when you're not as great of a rebounding team as the Hawks are, just goes to show you on both sides of the basketball, you're not defending the paint, but you're also not grabbing defensive rebounds like you need to be as well.
So the Hawks are 12th in the NBA in rebounding at 44.2. They are, believe it or not, 15th in the NBA as far as defensive rebounds allowed, 44.1. So they do get out-rebounded. But again, to your point, that's converted into a lot of points, 122.8 points. Now, again, is it panic time or anything like that for the Hawks? Of course not. I mean, we're talking about the fact that, you know, after tomorrow night, they're basically one quarter of the way through the season. But what tells you that there's a magic switch that's going to change and get fixed as far as them playing a lot better defense? And by the way, I mean, you know, Oren, we joked about this like a week or so ago. Trey is probably one of their best defensive players. I mean, I would bet you he's probably, you know, again, for what it is, he's probably one of their better defensive players for them.
It's both a blessing and a curse, I think, that because at some point or another, for Trey to take that next step, he was going to have to become a better defender out there on the floor. And to his credit, that's what Trey's doing right now. Now, it's coming in a year when his shooting percentage is not as great as it has been in the past, but you're not getting that same defensive effort from guys like DeAndre Hunter or Sadiq Bey or Boogie Bogdanovich. Like, you're not getting that same – they haven't stepped their defense up the way Trey has stepped his defense up right now. So,
Trey's defensive rating as of right now is 121.9. The best defensive rating on the club is Clint Capela at 114.9. Second is obviously a guy that is going to miss a significant amount of time, Jalen Johnson, at 116.8. And then your third best defensive player from a defensive rating standpoint, believe it or not, is Bogey at 118.7. Then you get into Okongwu at 119, DeJounte Murray at 119.6, Sadiq Bey at 120, DeAndre Hunter at 121. That's a disappointment. And then Trae Young comes in at 121.9. And this has been a team that, again, when you have to talk about the idea of Trae Young being, you know, one of your better defenders, and his defensive rating for him is pretty good, but it's in a year where he's only shooting the ball at 41% from the field, 35.3% three-point, which is not bad for him. You know, again, DeJounte and Trae average almost 48 points per night. And they average, what, 16 assists? So they get 48 points and 16 assists per night. Offensively, they're doing their job. Even DeAndre Hunter, for whatever he is, you know, he's 45% from the field. He's 36% from three. And he averages 14 points and four rebounds a night. But their defense has just been dreadful, and it's the thing that's killing them. You know, they had that game earlier against who? What was that 150 game? What
the Pacers?
Was it the Pacers?
Yeah, Pacers,
where they scored 152 and lost by 5 points.
Seventh time in NBA history that's happened.
You score 152 and you still lose by
possessions. You were up 20 in that game. You were up 20 in that game.
But again,
scoring 80 points in the first half.
You score 152 and lose by multiple possessions. Like, that wasn't a one possession game. They lost by multiple possessions. It's crazy to think. And again, when you're on that edge of you score 123 and you give up 122, like, that's not where you want to be on that kind of edge. Needless to say, I mean, again, that's Captain Obvious. But until they get Jalen Johnson back, I mean, is this the defense that we have to expect? And, you know, look, Quinn Snyder's been asked about it. It's not like they're not asking him about it. And it's not affecting their offense, but they can't save their life to play any kind of defense. And if this team is going to make a run in the East, and that's, we talk about the Falcons, that Falcons need to win their division. Well, at some point the Hawks have got to get out of the 10 seed and, you know, be a upper half playoff team. And especially if you're hiring your coach and all this kind of stuff, and you're selling us on the idea that, hey, we brought back all of the same players, and we just are now going to have our coach coach them all up. Well, they ain't being coached up on defense. You know, again, I know Quinn Snyder's got a track record of, you know, he had a top 10 offense and a top 10 defense in Utah. Does this look anything like a top 10 defense? It's a top 10 offense. I'll give him that. And they've got star players, but it's nowhere near anything as far as defensively goes. And at some point, you're going to have to play some defense. And you know, we kind of previewed the schedule with Lauren Williams when the schedule was first released and stuff like that. And, you know, again, they were having this FACACTA in-season tournament and, you know, all this kind of stuff. But, you know, again, you haven't had a big West Coast trip yet. You know, what do we talk about, Oren? I think in the month of February, don't they play most all of their games that are going to be on the road? Like they play a whole chunk of games on the road when you get into February.
So it's the beginning of March. It looks like the end of February, the beginning of March.
Yes.
They have they play 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 road games in 10, 11.
9 of 11 will
nine
be
of 11
on the road.
On the road.
Because they'll end up on the West Coast, Portland, Utah, LA, Phoenix. You know, at the very end of the year, they play, what, 4 of their last 6 on the road as well. And, you know, right now, you know, they are going to be coming into a stretch where this has been a stretch of 5 straight road games, all right? And they've held their own. They're 3-2, you know, on this road trip. But still, overall, 9-10 and just not taking advantage. You know, and again, there aren't that many big stretches of home games until you get into, I guess, probably, you know, almost middle of January, where you're going to get, what, 5 games in a row at home. They'll play 5 home games in a row. And then they'll play, when we get to the end of January, 1st of February, very early in February, they'll have a stretch where they play 6 in a row. So you're going to have to take advantage of those times when the schedule allows. And we talked about this last year that, you know, in some ways the schedule did not do them any favors, right? They had that early West Coast trip, and they just never really got their footing from there and were never able to kind of bounce back. You're going to have to figure some things out come, you know, early January. You know, that month of January is going to be probably kind of the swing month for them, because you're going to play the majority of your games at home in the month of January before you get into later on in the season, end of February, first part of March, where you have a whole crap ton of games, including West Coast trips, that you're going to have to go on. So you better take advantage of the month of January when it comes. But you're going to at least have to hold your head above water. And look, that's going to start tomorrow night because, again, they're going to turn right back around, play tomorrow night at home, and go right back on the road to Philadelphia on Friday, and then Monday at home with Denver, and then it's three more on the road. Toronto, you know, that whole, you know, they play two games in 3 days, right? That stupid thing that the NBA did last year, right? That they play in the same city twice in a three-night stretch. So they'll do that Wednesday, Friday in Toronto, and then Saturday at home against Cleveland, who they got blown out by the Cavaliers here just, what, a week ago when they were on the road. So, again, if you can hang in through the holidays, things may open up in January, but that's a lot of wishful thinking to have to wait until then. All right, coming up, it'll be time for That's Life. The lemonade at Panera is becoming deadly, literally. And we'll get to our top 10 as well. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 on the Game, Odyssey.com app. Stretch out your arms, 'cause you know you're gonna get, 'cause I love you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Nine of the Game, back at it, Chuckery Show. 9:23, live in the Kia Studios. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-726-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Be sure to get your rank'em list coming in here. So hit us up. We'll do that at 9:40, about 20 minutes from right now. So, do you frequent Panera Bread at all and like that?
I have been to Panera in my lifetime, yes.
Okay. So, there are now two wrongful death lawsuits tied into this charged lemonade that they serve. So the latest is a family of a 21-year-old college student says she died from cardiac arrest after drinking the caffeinated drink. And now another family in Florida says a man died the same way. So I guess they have this caffeinated lemonade that's advertised as an instant energy boost, plant-based and clean, right? So that's their thing, is they do all these teas and lemonades and all that kind of stuff, but they're supposed to be clean. Dennis Brown, 46, went into cardiac arrest. And then there was another death as well. Now, I haven't had their charged lemonade or anything like that, but they say the 30-ounce charged lemonade contains more caffeine than Red Bull and Monster Energy drinks.
No, sir.
Combined.
Oh, my gosh.
Combined.
Why?
A 30-ounce charged lemonade, more caffeine than Red Bull and Monster combined. Why would anybody drink something like that? Aren't you asking for a heart attack?
You're asking for a lot of bad things to happen, yes.
Now, again, Panera shouldn't be serving something like this. And I'm gonna go out on a limb here, Orin, and say that two wrongful death lawsuits against them over the same product is probably gonna stop them from serving that product anymore. I would hope.
I would absolutely hope so.
I would definitely hope so. But again, you just never know on these kinds of things. All right. Have you ever played Zelda?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Okay.
I beat, what is it, Breath of the Wind on the Switch a few months back, and I haven't played the new one. Yeah, I play Zelda.
Okay. So a first production run of Zelda, okay? Now, we've seen these games sell for lots of money.
Yes.
But an empty box, just the box, sold for $7,200 recently at auction.
Oh my gosh. The box must have been in the most pristine condition any box has ever been before.
9.4 is the condition that it was in.
As a child, Zelda was a very frustrating game for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because the idea to beat Zelda was that you had to play it for a very long time.
Okay.
And I did not have the attention span as a child to play a game that long and not have instantaneous results, so to speak. But so I've gotten older. I've grown to appreciate now the longevity of the Zelda games.
Goodwin Auctions has sold a Babe Ruth baseball card. I can't find what the year is. It's only graded in good to very good condition. It was bought for $25 at an estate sale. Sold for $130,054.
Talk about a return on investment. My goodness.
Mm-hmm. How crazy is that? And there was another one here recently that sold for a couple of million dollars. It was one of the Gaudi editions from the 1930s that sold for a few million dollars. Oh. And a game-used Babe Ruth jersey sets the world record for... What do you think the world record now is for this Babe Ruth jersey as far as a sale goes? A Babe Ruth jersey, game-worn. It sets the record for highest jersey sale of all time. What do you think it sold for?
$3.5 million.
$5.64
million. That was not close.
$1 million. $5.64 million. That's crazy. All right, happy birthday today to Walt Disney. Is he still frozen? Or is his head still frozen?
Yeah, he's still frozen. Okay. His head is still frozen, yes.
Little Richard's birthday is today. And two-time Super Bowl champion, Jim Plunkett's birthday is today. Now, earlier today, we lost Denny Lane, who was one of the founding members of the Moody Blues.
And Wings.
And he was one of the members of Wings. And coincidentally, today is the 50-year anniversary for the release of my favorite Wings album, Band on the Run. 50 years ago today, that album was released. So,
can I tell you, I've seen Denny Lane live.
Have you?
2018, the Yacht Rock Revival. He was one of the guest performers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he performed. They did Band on the Run. They also did Silly Love Songs.
So that, believe it or not, the only three people that played on that album were McCartney, Denny Lane, and Linda McCartney. That album, do you know where it was made?
Muscle Shoals?
Zaire, Africa.
I was not close again.
I mean, it was they recorded it when they were in Africa, and only the three of them, because again, they had multiple players that would be part of Wings, right? Mm-hmm. They had different musicians, but just the three of them recorded that album in Africa, and it's obviously the most critically acclaimed album that he put out through the 1970s. So with that, tonight's top 10 list, and this was a good challenge
you're
for Orin.
Challenge right here, buddy.
Your top 10 favorite albums from the 1970s. Orin, the floor is yours.
All right. We were talking during the break, and I could easily drop three or four Stevie Wonder albums on this list.
Right,
and that'd
be
half my list altogether.
Almost every album that he put out, other than that one that he put out late in the decade, but Inner Visions,
Talking Book, Songs in the Key of Life.
Songs in the Key of Life.
Music of My Mind.
Yeah, I mean.
Incredible decade that Stevie had in the
70s. What an unbelievable run that he had. Which one did you pick?
That being said, I went with Songs in the Key of Life and Music of My Mind.
Okay.
Moving right along.
I went Inner Visions, by the way, because I love Don't You Worry About a Thing and some of those songs that are on there.
Song, yeah.
Yeah.
Moving right along here. Van Halen's debut album, sir.
Oh, yes.
Van Halen's debut album. Jamie's crying.
Do you know who discovered them?
No, who?
Hiss.
Really?
Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley
in a random bar in L.A. or something?
Yeah, I mean, they discovered Van Halen. They're credited with it, at least.
I'm Still in Love with You by Al Green.
Nice.
Maggot Brain by Funkadelic.
Yep.
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road, Elton John.
That is on my list as well. What a great album that is.
Steel Bill Withers.
Mm-hmm.
Silk Degrees by Boz Scaggs.
Wow, very nice.
Young, Black, and Gifted, Aretha Franklin.
Nice.
Minute by Minute, The Doobies.
The Doobies.
This was 79, so it comes in. Actually, these two are both 79, so they kind of come in, I guess, right into the cut. Prince and MJ, Off the Wall, and also Prince's self-titled album, Prince.
Does that have Controversy on it? Or
no, Controversy was the next one.
Okay.
That is I Want to Be Your Lover and
gotcha,
Bambi.
Gotcha, okay.
And this one I love. It's not their most popular album, but it's my favorite album of theirs. Royal Scam by Steely Dan.
Wow, okay.
That has Kid Charlemagne and the Caves of Altamira, Haitian Divorce. Yeah, so that's my favorite Steely Dan album, and that came out also in the 70s. So
I'm going to save my two favorite albums from the 70s until the end. But I've got Inner Visions. I've got Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
By the way, not to cut you off,
yes.
I crossed off Rumors and Exile on Main Street. They did not make my list.
So,
they were honorable mentions.
I don't have Rumors on my list. Believe it or not, my favorite album of all time from Fleetwood Mac is Tango in the Night from 87. That's my personal favorite album. I like Tusk as well. A lot of people don't like Tusk, but it's a funkier sound. But I like Tusk. I love Rumors. It's, I don't know. Let me put it this way. The album called Fleetwood Mac, the one right before Rumors, with Say You Love Me and all that kind of stuff, I probably like that album more than even Rumors, okay? But Rumors was just a monster. So I did have Band on the Run on my list because I'm a big McCartney fan. I put Some Girls on my list from the Stones. That's Miss You. Again, they did their version of, what's the Temptation song? Ain't Too Proud to Beg. That's their version of all that. Now, I did not like Tattoo You, the album that came right after that. Like, that was Waiting on a Friend and all that kind of stuff. But Some Girls is on my list. Well, I'll say my favorite three albums. The soundtrack from Grease on my list as well.
It's a good call.
Love that album.
Very good call.
There's so many good songs on that that album. Bridge Over Troubled Waters.
Okay.
Really like that. Oh, Cecilia on that album, of course, plus Bridge Over Troubled Waters, the final album from Simon and Garfunkel. Shadow Dancing by Andy Gibb.
Yes. You and those Bee Gees, huh, buddy? You've long been, I think, you've talked about how much you've liked Andy Gibb more than you like the rest of them, right?
I love Andy. Those songs are so good. They were all written by his brothers, I mean, but they're so good. And then my three favorite albums of all time from the 1970s, in no particular order, okay? Off the Wall, which I think is Michael's best work. I think him and Quincy hooking up, that I think that's his best work top to bottom. And you could flip a coin on these two, but the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. And I wore that album out. I wore that two albums out. I wore that out. And then what might be the best album ever done? And I'm talking about, listen to me, I'm talking about maybe the best album ever. Let me put it this way. It's Smokey Robinson's favorite album of all time. What's Going On?
Yeah, I thought about What's Going On. Not that I didn't want to put that one on there. It might, I don't know. Just
Inner City Blues, What's Going On, Mercy, Mercy Me. That album is monstrous. And when you put it in the context of the times when it came out, it is a monstrous album. And Smokey Robinson says it's the best album he's ever heard. I would tell you the song What's Going On is probably one of the five best songs ever done, especially given the times and stuff like that that was in it. So hit us up with your list. Again, I could have put five more Stevie Wonder albums on there, and we didn't even how crazy is it? We didn't have Rumors on either one of our lists.
No, Rumors didn't make either one of the lists.
Yeah,
no.
which at one time was the best-selling album of all time before Saturday Night Fever and Thriller passed it all by. Rumors was the best-selling album of all time at one point, and we didn't have it on our list. All right, rank them coming up next. Hit us up on the text line, 404-726-0929, at JMCH316, at Oren Romaine. We'll be back. Sports Radio, 99 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
If I gave you my love, I tell you what I do.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at it. Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios, top of the hour. What do we have, Jason Longshore coming up after us?
We do. He's got your boy, Kevin Egan's on tonight with
him. Oh, that's right. Yes.
Kevin Egan.
He was on Soccer Down South or something like that on one of their podcasts or something like that.
Shout out to Long. She'll be up tonight. He'll be up after us tonight.
We used to have a little fun on the weekends, picking Randy's brain, picking Hugh's brain. Sometimes I would give
them a
listen.
Killing off Oren.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's what we would do.
Always would happen. I'd always die.
Well, we would sometimes give him a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it, and we call this segment Rank 'Em with our favorite, Snake Eyes, or as we call it, Aces High.
Neither one of those things, John, no.
No, it is Snake Eyes.
It is Snake Eyes. All right.
You know, every time this movie comes on, I have to stop and watch it.
The scene is great. You want to talk about this one scene right here when you see just the the just dollar amounts the dollar being amount from East Table.
3 minutes and counting.
And Pacino losing his mind.
It's so over the top.
Very much so. Hit it one
Who's
more time.
Who's got a magnetron? Empty your pockets.
Empty your
Who's
pockets.
Got a magnetron?
Empty your pockets. Oh, man. All right. Rank these, John. Rank these from least to most.
Okay.
Your desire to lose it. Your eye, your foot, an ear, or a hand.
So least to most?
Least to most.
Okay, I would be first. You said ear, hand, and what was the other one?
Foot.
Okay, I could live without my foot. So I'll go hand number two. I'll go foot number three. And the thing I could live with the most would be not having my ear. Like if you did the
Does it matter which one?
No, I mean you could do the what's the Reservoir Dogs? I mean if you did the
start
Reservoir
talking
Dogs,
into it, yeah, start yeah. singing into it,
yeah.
Stuck in the middle of you.
Yes. On what was the Stephen Wright was the radio show. That's the guy who he was what the Monty's 70s classics or whatever like that, and that's the voice of the comedian Stephen Wright.
All right. These coaches.
Has it been a long night for you back there?
I know.
Or is he okay?
I'm good. These deceased coaches.
Okay.
The Shark, Jerry Tarkanian, Bobby Knight, John Wooden, Dean Smith.
Bobby Knight, number one. I think Bobby Knight's one of the maybe one or two best college basketball coaches of all time. I mean, I think he's up there with the, you know, Mike Krzyzewski's and guys like that. He'd be number one. For me, Tarkanian. I love Jerry Tarkanian. He couldn't cheat enough for me, so he's number two. I love cheaters. I mean, so.
All right. Well, funny because Bobby wasn't a cheater, but Jerry was a cheater. So
yeah, because again, Bobby Knight just made everybody angry, but he didn't cheat. Never put Indiana on suspension. I'll go Dean Smith three because I still think you know my hot take.
What's
I've said
that?
Before, John Wooden's the most overrated coach in the history of team sports. Again,
I think I've heard you say that before. Yes,
he had arguably the two best. Well, I know he had the best player in the history of college
me too.
Basketball.
Walton was the second one. Yeah,
Walton was either second or third. I mean, you can make a case for Christian Laettner and some guys like that, but Walton was either the second or maybe third at worst.
At that
best
point,
college
have
basketball player,
7 feet guys like that who could move.
Yes,
unicorns,
shoot,
literal
move,
unicorns,
rebound,
on the court.
Everything. I mean, there's no doubt. Alcindor is far, like he's Wayne Gretzky compared to everybody else in the NHL. He's so far and away the greatest college basketball player of all time. It's not even like there's a close. Even if you put Walton up against him, what was Alcindor? 89-2 in 3 years?
Something ridiculous, yeah.
Yeah, and one game he lost where he got poked in the eye to Elvin Hayes in the Astrodome. And then the other one was in the ACC, what, title game against Oregon State where they played four corners. And that game was like 37-35 or something ridiculous. So, yeah, I wouldn't miss John Wooden at all.
All right. These venues, sir, rank them. The Garden, Madison Square Garden,
mm-hmm.
Wrigley, Fenway, Lambeau.
I would most likely to go to Lambeau to be a part of that environment.
You want to go before November, though, right? Actually, before October.
I mean, I don't mind the cold. I mean, I can handle it. I was born and
raised. That's
right.
You're one of those
so.
Carpetbaggers.
I would say Wrigley 2. No, I would say Madison Square Garden 2, the greatest arena of all time. And then Wrigley 3. And then I hate the Red Sox so much that I would, if I went to Fenway, it would only be because I'd have a gallon of gas and a match and burn that place
burn
to
that
the ground.
Burn that place down?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I hate them.
It's angry.
Without question, I hate them.
Anger, okay. Rank these owners. Mark Davis, James Dolan, Dan Snyder, Jeffrey Lurie.
Jeffrey Lurie. I'll put Jeffrey Lurie at number one. Because, man, he could mismanage a business.
That man built it up and then tore it right back down.
Yep.
Built it up and then tore it right back down.
I give him credit for that. Listen, no reason to screw around. James Dolan, I'll put Mark Davis number two. I'll put James Dolan three. And Daniel Snyder's got really no redeeming qualities about him. But I do like the idea that he held on to the Redskins name for as long as he could. The only reason he gave up that name is because they were going to throw him out of the league. It's the only reason that he held on to that name that long.
I wonder if at some point or another he will reveal where the bodies are buried.
Oh,
so to speak.
Yes. Again.
If he's the one that's going to unearth everything with the NFL owners.
Yeah. At some point, I think he will. I think once he gets all of his legal troubles and financial, you know, ramifications behind him. Speaking of ramming.
Good Lord.
I think he will spill the beans at some point.
Okay.
I think he will speak out against the Jerry Joneses and the Robert Krafts of the world. He'll blow them away.
Let's move here to the text line.
Okay.
Rank these people that show up at Thanksgiving. Guy who brings nothing to the dinner. Guy who talks politics. Guy who thinks he knows everything about football. Guy who leaves with a bunch of to-go plates.
So I saw this, and look, I got to go with the to-go plates guy. This is from our buddy Rusty. I got to go with the guy who leaves the to-go plates. I mean, I love that hustle, so that's number one.
When you show up with aluminum foil in hand, you know what you're about.
Absolutely. I'll go with the guy who brings nothing, number two. I'll go the guy who talks politics, three. And the guy who thinks he knows everything about football, I just sit there and just, you know, pat him on the head and, you know, like Benny Hill, and just let him be and do his thing.
All right. Rank these old school classic wrestling t-shirts.
Now, I have most of these on this list.
Okay.
There's one on this list
that you don't have.
That I don't have.
I'll guess it's the Hot Rod shirt?
Yes. Believe it or not, the Hot Rod shirt is the only one that I don't have.
The yellow Hulkamania shirt.
Mm-hmm.
The black NWO shirt.
I have that one.
The red and white Hot Rod shirt.
I don't have that one.
The Austin 316 shirt.
The one I want from Hot Rod is when it says reality check with the big check mark on the shirt.
Okay.
Austin 316, far and away number one. I have like about five different
Austin shirts.
Yeah.
I figured that much. You are the Georgia Rattlesnake.
Absolutely. I'll go with the black NWO shirt, number two. I'll go with the Hulkamania shirt, three. And if I had a fourth shirt I would rank in there, I've got the purple with the eyeglasses Randy Savage shirt that says Macho Man on it.
Okay. Moving right along here. reading material, rank them. Playboy, Hustler, Penthouse, Sears catalog. Why did I read that one out loud?
Hustler 1, Sears catalog 2, probably Penthouse 3, and Playboy number 4, because that's the tamest of everything.
Yeah, tamer than the Sears catalog?
Yeah, I mean, Sears catalog has got a lot more information to it. So.
Oh, my gosh.
From our buddy Alvy Cohen on my Twitter page, Patty Duke Show, Gidget, The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis, or Family Affair. I'll go Gidget 1, Patty Duke 2. I'll go Many Loves of Dobie Gillis 3, and Family Affair. I didn't like those people at all. Number 4. I had to watch all of those on... That would be like on Nick at Night or one of those...
TV... No, it's not TV Land.
No, it's... Gosh. TV Land?
Is it TV Land?
Yeah, I think it's TV Land. Rank these college football divisions. The Big South... Big 12 South in the late 2000s when they had three teams in 08 that tied 11-1. SEC West a decade ago. I remember that because that was Arkansas and some of those teams that were in the top five in 2011. SEC West right now or the Big Ten East right now? I go to SEC West from a decade ago. That was Arkansas and some of those teams that were ranked really high. I'll go the Big Ten East right now. I'll go the SEC West right now, and then the Big 12 South from the late 2000s, and then one more from our buddy Marco. Which memorabilia would you rather have? All of these items would be signed. Michael's jersey from the final shot game, Barry Bonds' bat that broke the home run record, Muhammad Ali's gloves from the Foreman fight, or the game ball from Tom Brady's first Super Bowl.
Why do I think that Brady first Super Bowl would fetch the least amount of money in this group?
Probably does, but I would take Muhammad Ali's gloves number one. I would take Bonds' jersey or Bonds' bat number two. I would take Tom Brady's game ball from the first Super Bowl, and then Michael's jersey from the final shot game. I'm not a big Michael Jordan memorabilia collector, but I'd like to have Tom Brady's first ball. But I would certainly love to have Muhammad Ali's gloves. All right, that's Rank 'Em for a Tuesday. Wrapping things up with the Love TKO up next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it. Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios, top of the hour. What do we have? Jason Longshore coming up after us?
We do. He's got your boy, Kevin Egan's on tonight with
him. Oh, that's right. Yes. He was on Soccer Down South or something like that, on one of their podcasts or something.
Shout out to Longshore. He'll be up tonight. He'll be up after us tonight.
We used to have a little fun on the weekends, picking Randy's brain, picking Hugh's brain. Sometimes I would give
killing
them
off Warren.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's what we would do.
It always would happen. I'd always die.
Well, we would sometimes give them a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it, and we call this segment Rank 'Em with our favorite, Snake Eyes, or as we call it, Aces High.
Neither one of those things, John, no.
No, it is Snake Eyes.
It is Snake Eyes. All right.
You know, every time this movie comes on, I have to stop and watch it.
The scene is great. You want to talk about this one scene right here when you see just the dollar amounts being taken from his table?
3 minutes and counting!
And Pacino losing his mind.
It's so over the top.
Very much so. Hit it one
more
time.
Who's got a magnetron? Empty your pockets. Got a magnetron?
Empty your pockets. Oh, man. All right. Rank these, John. Rank these from least to most.
Okay.
Your desire to lose it. your eye, your foot, an ear, or a hand?
So least to most?
Least to most.
Okay, eye would be first. You said ear, hand, and what was the other one?
Foot.
Okay, I could live without my foot. So I'll go hand number two. I'll go foot number three. And the thing I could live with the most would be not having my ear. Like if you did the
does it matter which one?
No, I mean you could do the what's the Reservoir Dogs? I mean if you did the Reservoir
Dogs.
Start
talking into it, yeah. Start singing into it.
Yeah.
Stuck in the middle of you.
Yes. On what was the Stephen Wright was the radio show. That's the guy who he was what the Monty's 70s classics or whatever like that. And that's the voice of the comedian Stephen Wright.
All right. These coaches.
Has it been a long night for you back there?
I know.
Are you okay?
I'm good. These deceased coaches.
Okay.
The Shark, Jerry Tarkanian, Bobby Knight, John Wooden, Dean Smith.
Bobby Knight, number one. I think Bobby Knight's one of the maybe one or two best college basketball coaches of all time. I mean, I think he's up there with the, you know, Mike Krzyzewski's and guys like that. He'd be number one. For me, Tarkanian. I love Jerry Tarkanian. He couldn't cheat enough for me. So he's number two. I love cheaters. I mean, so.
All right. Well, funny because Bobby wasn't a cheater, but Jerry was a cheater. So
yeah, because again, Bobby Knight just made everybody angry, but he didn't cheat. Never put Indiana on suspension. I'll go Dean Smith three because I still think, you know, my hot take? I've said before, John Wooden's the most overrated coach in the history of team sports. Again,
I think I've heard you say that before. Yes.
He had arguably the two best. Well, I know he had the best player in the history of college
basketball.
Me too.
Walton was the second one. Yeah,
Walton was either second or third. I mean, Walton, you can make a case for Christian Laettner and some guys like that, but Walton was either the second or maybe third at worst.
At that
best
point,
college basketball player,
7 feet guys like that who could move.
Yes,
unicourns.
Shoot,
literal
move,
unicorns.
Rebound,
on the court.
Everything. I mean, there's no doubt. Alcindor is far, like, he's Wayne Gretzky compared to everybody else in the NHL. He's so far and away the greatest college basketball player of all time. It's not even like there's a close. Even if you put Walton up against him, what was Alcindor? 89-2 in 3 years?
Something ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah. And one game he lost where he got poked in the eye to Elvin Hayes in the Astrodome. And then the other one was in the ACC, what, title game against Oregon State where they played four corners. And that game was like 37-35 or something ridiculous. So, yeah, I wouldn't miss John Wooden at all.
All right. These venues, sir, rank them. The Garden, Madison Square Garden,
mm-hmm.
Wrigley, Fenway, Lambeau.
I would most likely to go to Lambeau to be a part of that environment.
You want to go before November, though, right? Actually, before October.
I mean, I don't mind the cold. I mean, I can handle it. I was born and
raised. That's right. You're one of those carpetbaggers.
I would say Wrigley 2. No, I would say Madison Square Garden 2, the greatest arena of all time. And then Wrigley 3. And then I hate the Red Sox so much that I would, if I went to Fenway, it would only be because I'd have a gallon of gas and a match and burn that place
to
the ground.
Burn that place down?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I hate them.
It's angry.
Without question, I hate them.
Angry, okay. Rank these owners. Mark Davis, James Dolan, Dan Snyder, Jeffrey Lurie. Jeffrey Loria, excuse me, not Jeffrey Lurie.
Yeah,
Jeffrey Loria.
Jeffrey Loria. I'll put Jeffrey Loria at number one because, man, he could mismanage a business.
That man built it up and then tore it right back down.
Yep.
Built it up and then tore it right back down.
I give him credit for that. Listen, no reason to screw around. James Dolan. I'll put Mark Davis number two. I'll put James Dolan three. And Daniel Snyder's got really no redeeming qualities about him. But I do like the idea that he held on to the Redskins name for as long as he could. The only reason he gave up that name is because they were going to throw him out of the league. It's the only reason that he held on to that name that long.
I wonder if at some point or another he will reveal where the bodies are buried.
Oh, yes. Again.
If he's the one that's going to unearth everything with the NFL owners.
Yeah. At some point, I think he will. I think once he gets all of his legal troubles and financial, you know, ramifications behind him. Speaking of ramming.
Good Lord.
I think he will spill the beans at some point. Okay. I think he will speak out against the Jerry Joneses and the Robert Krafts of the world.
He'll blow
them away.
Let's move here to the sex line.
Okay.
Rank these people that show up at Thanksgiving. Guy who brings nothing to the dinner. Guy who talks politics. Guy who thinks he knows everything about football. Guy who leaves with a bunch of to-go plates.
So I saw this, and look, I got to go with the to-go plates guy. This is from our buddy Rusty. I got to go with the guy who leaves the to-go plates. I mean, I love that hustle, so that's number one.
When you show up with aluminum foil in hand, you know what you're about.
Absolutely. I'll go with the guy who brings nothing, number two. I'll go the guy who talks politics, three. And the guy who thinks he knows everything about football, I just sit there and just, you know, pat him on the head and, you know, like Benny Hill, and just let him be and do his thing.
All right. Rank these old school classic wrestling T-shirts.
Now, I have most of these on this list.
Okay.
There's one on this list
that you don't have.
That I don't have.
I'm guessing it's the Hot Rod shirt?
Yes. Believe it or not, the Hot Rod shirt is the only one that I don't have.
The yellow Hulkamania shirt.
Mm-hmm.
The black NWO shirt.
I have that one.
The red and white Hot Rod shirt.
I don't have that one.
The Austin 316 shirt.
The one I want from Hot Rod is when it says reality check with the big check mark on the shirt.
Okay.
Austin 316, far and away number one. I have like about five different
Austin shirts.
Yeah.
I figured that much because you are the Georgia Rattlesnake.
Absolutely. I'll go with the black NWO shirt, number two. I'll go with the Hulkamania shirt, three. And if I had a fourth shirt I would rank in there, I've got the purple with the eyeglasses Randy Savage shirt that says Macho Man on it.
Okay. Moving right along here. reading material, rank them. Playboy, Hustler, Penthouse, Sears catalog. Why did I read that one out loud?
Hustler 1, Sears catalog 2, probably Penthouse 3, and Playboy number 4, because that's the tamest of everything.
Yeah, tamer than the Sears catalog?
Yeah, I mean, Sears catalog has got a lot more information to it. So.
Oh, my gosh.
From our buddy Alvy Cohen on my Twitter page, Patty Duke Show, Gidget, The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis, or Family Affair. I'll go Gidget 1, Patty Duke 2. I'll go Many Loves of Dobie Gillis 3, and Family Affair. I didn't like those people at all. Number 4. I had to watch all of those on... That would be like on Nick at Night or one of those... What's the old...
TV... No, it's not TV Land.
No, it's... Gosh. TV Land?
Is it TV Land?
Yeah, I think it's TV Land. Rank these college football divisions. The Big South... Big 12 South in the late 2000s when they had three teams in 08 that tied 11-1. SEC West a decade ago. I remember that because that was Arkansas and some of those teams that were in the top five in 2011. SEC West right now or the Big Ten East right now? I go to SEC West from a decade ago. That was Arkansas and some of those teams that were ranked really high. I'll go the Big Ten East right now. I'll go the SEC West right now, and then the Big 12 South from the late 2000s, and then one more from our buddy Marco. Which memorabilia would you rather have? All of these items would be signed. Michael's jersey from the final shot game, Barry Bonds' bat that broke the home run record, Muhammad Ali's gloves from the Foreman fight, or the game ball from Tom Brady's first Super Bowl.
Why do I think that Brady first Super Bowl would fetch the least amount of money in this group?
Probably does, but I would take Muhammad Ali's gloves, number one. I would take Bonds' bat, number two. I would take Tom Brady's game ball from the first Super Bowl, and then Michael's jersey from the final shot game. I'm not a big Michael Jordan memorabilia collector, but I'd like to have Tom Brady's first ball. But I would certainly love to have Muhammad Ali's gloves. All right, that's Rank 'Em for a Tuesday. Wrapping things up with the Love TKO up next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.